Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Thanks for joining us again today. It is just me on this episode. We are going to talk about the ceiling and the floor. Not literal ceilings and floor. We're going to talk about that, how it relates to being a franchise owner and the amount of money you can make. Because let's be honest, that is always one of the biggest things people are thinking about, worrying about, kind of wondering about. So we're going to talk about the ceiling and the floor today. But before we do that, let's, of course, kind of remind everybody who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Today's aspect of franchise ownership is the almighty dollar, the ceiling and the floor. What do we mean by that? Well, let's back up for a little bit. So most everybody that comes to Fran Coach that we're going to work with has spent either all of their work history or a good chunk of it in the corporate world working for somebody else. So the end of the year in the corporate world, right, we're doing our year-end reviews. Now it's time for performance reviews, and pretty much everybody, no matter whatever level, somebody's looking over your shoulder telling you how good you did. Did you get that big Christmas bonus? Are you going to get any sort of bonus for next year? Is your salary going to go up, or do we get in a whole 2.5% cost of living raise? Yippee. Whatever that might be. Guess who ultimately is really in control over what your ceiling is as a franchise owner? That is not really you. That is the company that you work for. So you're not completely in control of that. But what happens, and most people are kind of sitting there trying to figure out, how can I make more money with my job? Again, whether it is at the next position, is it a higher salary, is it bonus, is it commission, stocks, whatever that might be. We're always trying to get more. But every now and then, what if at the end of the year, you're like, dang, that was a good year. I was working a comfortable amount of time. I made a comfortable amount of money. And your boss comes to you and says, hey, Tim, that was awesome this year. Next year, we need to increase our goals by 20%. And you're like, no, I'm good right where I am. That's not really allowed. So you have no control over the ceiling. You have no control over the floor of what that is. So now enter the world of franchise ownership. And a big piece of pretty much the why for everyone is some way, shape, or form the word control. And that doesn't necessarily mean it is that we're control freaks. Doesn't mean that we're not, but that's not the piece. It's just, again, having that control over lifestyle is always the probably typically the biggest thing, right? Control over the lifestyle, those hours I'm working, when I'm working. But then here comes the money right behind it, right? And again, the control over how much that I make. We've got one, an episode actually kind of that will come soon, that is kind of helping people understand the difference between what you're making as an employee, that salary, and how that is not equal to how you compensate yourself as a franchise owner. But just from a floor perspective. So as a franchise owner, you, as long as you're following the plan, you can build this to whatever you want. So let's say you are however many years in, and I use that same example, right? You're ending the year and you look and you're like, I am comfortable with the amount of time I'm spending with the business. I love my lifestyle. We're making enough money to take home. We've got enough to run the business. It's always building. It's always going to be building the equity, things of that. And you're like, I want my 2022 to mirror 2021. You don't have a boss coming over you saying, no, no, we need to bump that by 20%, or else. You can keep doing that. Would the franchisor like it if you kept growing? Well, of course they would, but they want happy owners. And if you are happy at whatever that level is, what you now consider, you're kind of controlling what that is, you can stay right there and status quo it for as long as you want. So now, does that sound exciting? Do people get into this to be, if there's 100 franchise owners in a particular, say Franchise X, they have 100 owners. Do most people start out thinking, man, one day I want to be the 80th best franchise owner as far as revenue? Well, no. But sometimes that one that is the, you know, 70th, 80th, whatever, sometimes they are the happiest owners because, again, they're in control over their lifestyle and they're hitting their goals financially. So if that's the case, happy franchise owner, happy franchisor, happy wife, happy life. How's that thing go? That's the franchise version of it for this, right? So again, can you do that as an employee? Absolutely not. Can you do that as a franchise owner? Absolutely. But that's the boring floor. We don't want to look at that. We want to control that ceiling, right? I don't want that 2.5% cost of living raise. Guess what? That's not going to get us anywhere. I don't want to continue to work harder and work more and not make more or not make it commensurate to what I am working on, right? And what I'm doing. So how do we do that as a franchise owner? Well, number one is the harder you work, the better you do, the more your business is going to grow, and then the more money you're going to be able to take out of that for yourself, or the more money you're going to have in your business to continue to grow it and elevate it, right? So what can that look like? So we can have a franchise where, again, in your particular territory or location, you are knocking it out of the park, right? That list of 100 franchise owners, instead of being 80th, maybe you're 8th, 5th, maybe you're at the absolute top. Because again, your hard work, your talent, your skill set, your drive, determination, all of those things, not to mention the smarts to follow the plan the franchise has given you, and even the smarts the step before to maybe work with somebody like, oh, I don't know, Fran Coach, who can help you find that perfect franchise, francoach.net. Anyway, I'll do the plug again later, but you have that as a franchise owner. So now, but again, maybe you're not, that's still not the ceiling you want. You still want more. So, and we've talked about this in numerous episodes, the scalability potential. Don't just have one location or one territory or one unit. Add a second one of that franchise, add a third. We have had, there's always people that start with just one, and I shouldn't say it that way, just one. They start with one. Congratulations, that's awesome. But there are times when people are starting multiple. Maybe it's two locations, three locations. And do know, rarely are you literally opening multiple all at the same time. There's almost always a development timeline for that. Certainly if it's retail, if it's non-retail, you're still going to be strategic in how you plan your marketing. Somebody lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and, you know, 7-8 million people in Maricopa County, and you have a franchise that requires, say, 250,000 people population-wise for a territory, you could have the whole county, right? 8 million people, whatever that is, that's math, 32 territories. That's a lot. Are you going to immediately pump marketing dollars into every inch of that? Of course not. You're going to do that. That's the development timelines. What we and the franchisors will help you with. But could you have that and steadily grow into that to where now you're ceiling on one? Now we start a second one. It goes up, it goes up, it goes up. Continue to grow. Do you eventually run out of space for a particular franchise in your area? Yeah, probably, right? Does that mean your ceiling, like you've hit the ceiling? Absolutely not. You can be a multi-brand owner, right? So now we've got, again, just what it sounds like, you've got multiple franchises, perhaps multiple locations with each. and again, continue to grow your empire. And for every person that will hear that kind of empire builder model and go, you know, get the Mr. Burns thing and, you know, excellence, right? And we will look at and help those people grow, basically blanket entire markets for one franchise, even sometimes multiple of them. For every person that does that, we will run across the person that their perfect fit is one. And it's hitting their marks. It is that being that 75th or 80th person out of 100 in revenue for a particular franchise. And that's okay. Again, the control over the lifestyle, the time you're putting into it, but the control over where your financial well-being is, where you want that, that's up to you. And as you kind of get into that year-end mark with this, this is the December 16th, 2021 episode, right? So I know a lot of that stuff happens in the corporate world towards the end of the year. And you're thinking about either that raise, that bonus, if it's there at all, isn't enough, doesn't justify the hours and the time you've spent working and away from your family and things that you want to do. If that's not where it should be, then maybe we should talk. If it is where you want and you don't want the kind of the pressure or the push to continue on or feel like you have to, lest, you know, you get the cardboard box in 6 months as they're escorting you out, then again, we need to talk, right? So if you have that desire, that control over the money you're making and the time you're spending with it, if you have that currently, awesome. Congratulations. Kudos. You're one in, I don't know, probably a million, right? If not, then that's where we can come in to help, because franchise ownership really can give you that complete control over how high do you want your ceiling? And when you hit that kind of where your floor is and where your comfort zone is, stay right there without anybody bugging you going, we need 20% more, Tim. We need more. We need more. We need more. Because they don't. What's important is what you need and what your family needs for yourself now and for your future. So when we talk about the floor and the ceiling in the franchising world, as we talk about that with our clients, that's what we are talking about. So no home renovation coming today with any of this stuff. Unless, of course, you'd like to own a flooring franchise or a roofing franchise, we've got plenty of those, as well as hundreds others. So as always with our podcast, we hope this can kind of help enlighten you to the world of franchising, whether it's just kind of facts and information, things to be thinking about, process related, or our franchisor partners that come on as well. So we hope, again, this continues to provide insight for all of our loyal listeners and understand the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. Podcast listeners, if you haven't already, please subscribe or follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast so you never, ever miss an episode. Also, check us out online. Franchising101podcast.net is our podcast-specific website. FranCoach.net is just good old FranCoach. We're there and we are everywhere on social media. Check us out, like us, follow us, whatever. We'll do it right back for that. And then lastly, if you're not in control over that financial component, what your ceiling could be, where your floor is, and then always back to the lifestyle as you really analyze things at the end of the year. If you're not where you need to be or want to be for yourself and for your family, then can we please talk and figure out and help you learn a little bit more to determine maybe this franchise ownership thing could be for you. Click the link in your podcast window to schedule a call, or again, find us FranCoach.net. There is never, ever any fee for our service. So we encourage you to reach out today, take that first step to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and we look forward to talking with you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.